Yeah, I've actually had a lot of opposition. I've been approached by other weavers who thought that the weaving that I was creating wasn't traditional, just because I was using like really bright, vibrant electric colors. But a lot of the work that I do is in the realm of the style called Germantown, which is a revival style that dates back to the Long Walk period of Navajo history. So it's very traditional. It has, you know, very strong ties within our Navajo culture and not only how we've grown over history, but how we've survived during history. And I think that's one of the reasons why I've taken so strongly to Germantown, because at that point the Navajo were imprisoned at Bosque Redondo, and a lot of their sheep flocks had been pretty much wiped out by the Navajo by the armies. So they were given rations and blankets, and those blankets were made of wool that had been milled in Germantown, Pennsylvania. And so when they got those blankets, they unraveled them and then rewove them into their own styles. So even in those dire times, there was still that spark of creativity, the exchange of, you know, creative process and thought. And it's like, we need to kind of look at ourselves and where we are right now in terms of our arts and take on that mind frame of, like, we are in those dire times where we do need to keep that creative process and creative flow going. And that's, you know, that's what I think when I create my work. It's that we need to keep that idea of moving forward. And who else is going to do it if I don't do it on my own?